So this is Jonathan Grimes here, and I am here with Benjamin Dwyer. Ben, can you tell me what it is you're doing this evening in the Contemporary Music Centre?
Well, I'm here giving a talk on a very important piece for me that I wrote about 10 years ago called Scenes from Crow. It's a piece that took a long time to write, actually. It was 12 years in the making. And that is a response to the Crow poems of Ted Hughes. So as part of the Love Live Music Festival, which is taking place proper tomorrow, where we are having a screening of that, and I'll tell you about that, I'm giving a short introduction or talk on how I responded as a composer to the poetry of Ted Hughes, but particularly to these very unusual and brilliant Crow poems, which were published in 1970. Now, tomorrow night we're having a screening of, if you like, it's an installation, which I've worked with the visual artist and photographer David Farrell. So what we have here is that David responded to my music and the Crow poems to make a video work along with the music. So this is a major piece of music. It's for live ensemble, amplified ensemble and tape of about 9 musicians. And it lasts almost an hour. So it's quite a major work. And David Farrell responded to the music and the poetry by creating an hour-long video. So it's like a movie, basically, that explores all those themes that are central to Crow, which are quite mythological, quite dark, really. And they're themes around the feminine and the break that modern society has had with the feminine. And this was a central theme of Ted Hughes. So it's a very profound work, and Crow is, I'm talking about, it's not for me to say about the music and so forth, but the actual poetry explores in a way where Ted Hughes felt modern society had gone wrong. So these are big themes. They're themes of loss, themes where he feels that modern technological society has taken us away from a kind of a spiritual base. So there's a lot there for people, you know.
And when did you first come across those poems?
I came across them about 20 years ago, and I'm going to talk about this tonight. They were, you know, people come across pieces of music or pieces of literature and they literally blow your mind away. I mean, for me, pieces like Stravinsky's Rite of Spring or the Berg Violin Concerto obviously had that effect. But in terms of literature, in terms of poetry, the Crow poems just blew me away. And I knew I had to respond to them as a poet, as a composer. I had to respond artistically, but that created its own problems. The language was so intense, ritualistic, that I wasn't able to approach this language in any normal way. And that's part of what I'm discussing tonight, how I actually had to avoid the language and go for the imagery created by the poetry. So, but it's, and this, even reading through the poems today again in preparation for my lecture here, I'm still sort of quite very strongly affected by this poetry. This is very, very powerful stuff.
Okay, so the talk is tonight and the screening is tomorrow at what time?
Screening is at the CMC in Fishamble Street at 6 o'clock, and the poet Kimberly Campanello will also be reciting some Crow poems as a kind of a prelude to give people a taste of what's going to come in terms of music and visuals in the following hour.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Ben.
Bye-bye.